This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Justice Department is seeking to make public some information about this week's FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
After announcing his department wants the Mar-a-Lago search warrant unsealed,
this is all I can say at this time.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said that's what the law and fairness dictate. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, says when it comes to the ex-president, fairness doesn't exist.
Is it plausible the FBI would investigate President Trump without merit? Yes.
Saying Garland must explain exactly why the search happened.
And you may have a good reason, but there is so much suspicion out there.
Texas Congressman Troy Nails is more blunt.
They want to destroy this guy.
Telling the AP it doesn't really matter what a corrupt Justice Department says.
They lie to the American people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wildfires continued to spread through France, Spain, and Portugal on Thursday as record-breaking heat waves plagued Europe, prompting the head of the European Space Agency to demand immediate action on climate change. A monster wildfire has destroyed thousands of hectares in the southwestern region of France just 2 weeks after another fire tore through the same region. More than 1,000 firefighters have struggled to control the blazes, which has forced about 10,000 people from their homes. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The governor of the U.S. state of Kentucky says FEMA is denying too many requests for assistance. AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
During a tour of flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky Monday, President Joe Biden said,
I don't want any Kentuckian telling me you don't have to do this for me. Oh, yeah, we do.
But Thursday, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said the Federal Emergency Management Agency is denying too many requests for assistance from Kentucky residents. Offering the mantra, appeal, 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 Beshear said anyone getting turned down should take their case directly to FEMA representatives in the region. At a news conference, Beshear said he did not have figures on how many applications for aid had been denied by FEMA. FEMA officials did not immediately offer a response. At least 38 deaths are attributed to the flooding that inundated communities across eastern Kentucky. I'm Mike Gracia.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Thursday that a preliminary assessment from his agency's experts concluded that there is no immediate threat to nuclear safety following shelling around a major nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi told the UN Security Council Thursday in a video briefing that the situation at Ukraine's nuclear facilities, and in particular at the Zaporizhia nuclear site, has been, in his words, deteriorating rapidly to the point of becoming very alarming. A team from the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency has been trying since June to send a technical mission to check the Zaporizhia site with no success. Russia took over the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on March 4th, stationing troops there, but keeping the Ukrainian staff in place to run it. Ukraine and Russia blame each other for the shelling around the site since August 6th, including reports of new shelling earlier Thursday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The power's back on in downtown Toronto after an outage Thursday left offices of Canada's top businesses in the dark, forced the evacuation of one of the city's biggest shopping malls, and trapped people in elevators. Hydro One, Ontario's biggest electricity distribution company, said a barge moving a crane hit three high-voltage transmission lines, causing damage to equipment at a power station. Toronto is Canada's biggest city and its financial capital, and the Central Business District is home to the country's largest banks, insurers, and the stock exchange operator. As always, for more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.